Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about what really matters for your portfolio. Today, we're diving deep into X Energy, the nuclear energy player that's been making waves since its recent IPO, with a focus on small modular reactors and advanced TRISO X fuel technology. Let's unpack this one together from top to bottom. X Energy sits in the industrial sector, within industrial machinery, carving out a niche in the next generation of nuclear power. The company has built an impressive 11.5 gigawatt backlog and holds a strong position in high-assay, low-enriched uranium fuel manufacturing, which positions it well amid rising global demand for cleaner, reliable energy sources. With roughly $2 billion in liquidity on hand after recent capital raises, management has the runway to push forward on deployments and licensing milestones, though the post-IPO lockup overhang has kept some investors cautious in the near term. Founded back in 2009 by Cam Ghaffarian and Eben Mulder, X Energy is headquartered in Rockville, Maryland, and now employs about 889 people under CEO Jay Claycell. The core business revolves around developing the XE100 small modular reactor design alongside its proprietary TRISO X fuel, which offers higher safety margins and efficiency compared to traditional nuclear fuel. This differentiated fuel franchise gives the company a potential edge even if competitors land some reactor contracts. And recent regulatory progress like the Category 2 license underscores its first-mover status in HELU-fuel production. On the top line, revenue and grant income came in at $43 million for the first quarter of 2026, more than doubling the $21 million reported in the same period last year. That growth reflects accelerating project work and government support in the nuclear space, though the company still operates at a pre-commercial stage where grant income plays a meaningful role alongside core revenues. Looking at the full year 2025 results, total revenue reached about $109 million, showing a steady upward trajectory from prior years as the backlog starts converting into recognized income. Earnings remain deeply negative as expected for a high-growth nuclear developer, with a net loss of roughly $390 million for fiscal 2025 and an EPS of negative 19.52 cents. Operating losses widened to around $170 million amid heavy R&D and development spending, yet the quarter-over-quarter revenue ramp suggests execution is on track. The key takeaway here is that while profitability is still years away, the improving revenue trajectory and massive backlog provide visibility that many peers lack in this emerging sector. Turning to the balance sheet, X Energy ended 2025 with about $459 million in cash and equivalents, plus total current assets of $854 million, against modest current liabilities of $59 million, giving it a very healthy current ratio above 14. Total assets stand near $1.21 billion, with stockholders' equity of $842 million, reflecting the substantial capital raised in the IPO and follow-on offerings. Free cash flow was negative at around $267 million for the year, due to ongoing investments in facilities and technology, but the strong liquidity position supports continued execution without immediate dilution pressure. From a valuation standpoint, the model puts fair value somewhere in the mid-40s range based on a conservative price-to-book approach that accounts for the company's hyper-growth profile and cyclical industry. With shares currently trading around $20, that suggests the stock could be worth somewhere around double its present level over time, though assumption changes around growth rates or discount factors can swing those estimates pretty widely. Analysts have generally stayed constructive on the long-term optionality, even while rating it a hold in the short term due to the lockup dynamics. Strengths include the differentiated TRISO X fuel technology, an 11.5 gigawatt backlog that provides multi-year visibility and strong regulatory momentum with first-mover advantages in HALEU manufacturing. Weaknesses center on ongoing heavy losses, negative margins, and the pre-revenue nature of reactor deployments. Opportunities lie in expanding SMR deployments with utilities like LG&E and Kentucky Utilities, plus broader nuclear renaissance tailwinds. Threats involve competition from other SMR developers, potential regulatory delays, and execution risks on large-scale projects in a capital-intensive industry. Looking at recent performance, the stock has shown some volatility typical of post-IPO names in emerging tech sectors. It posted a solid 15% gain over the past week, but remains down about 16% over the past month and 26% across the 3, 6, and 12-month periods since listing. The longer-term chart reflects the lockup overhang and broader market rotation away from high-valuation growth stories, yet the underlying fundamentals around backlog and liquidity continue to support a constructive view for patient investors. All in all, X Energy represents a high-risk, high-reward bet on the nuclear revival with real technological differentiation and a solid balance sheet to back it up. The path to profitability will take time, and the valuation leaves little room for execution slips. But the backlog and fuel franchise give it legitimate long-term optionality that few peers can match. If you're building a position in the clean energy transition, this one is worth keeping on your watch list as milestones unfold. Thanks for tuning in. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped. Subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next one.